So I've never taken money from the Israel lobby. Have you?
Taken money from the Israel?
From AIPAC.
So AIPAC raises a lot of money for me, but it's actually a misnomer because the people who raise money are individuals. Right. So it's not the PAC itself, but they're individual members who believe in the American-Israeli friendship and relationship.
Is AIPAC a foreign lobby?
No, it's an American lobby. It's the AIPAC stands for the America-Israeli Political Action
Committee. What does it lobby for?
So, to be honest, not a whole lot effectively. Listen, I came into Congress 13 years ago with the stated intention of being the leading defender of Israel in the United States Senate.
Great.
And I've worked every day to do that. AIPAC, a lot of times, AIPAC, I wish were much more effective. Like, they're folks online who are in the fever swamp of terrified of AIPAC. And AIPAC...
I'm not terrified of AIPAC at all. You're the one who seems a little uncomfortable when I'm asking.
No, not uncomfortable at all.
I'm just asking what AIPAC does. My understanding, having known a lot of people who work at AIPAC, is that it lobbies on behalf of the Israeli government.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's... Objectively
when was the last time AIPAC took a position that deviated from Prime Minister Netanyahu's?
All the time.
Name one.
Okay. Let me go back and give a little history. If you want to do a deep dive on AIPAC,
I don't. I want to do a shallow dive that gets. I want to get to the core question. AIPAC is lobbying for a foreign government.
False.
And I don't. It's not.
No.
It's lobbying for the United States.
It is lobbying for a strong U.S.-Israeli relationship.
Okay. Has nothing to do with the foreign government.
It wants America and Israel to be closely allied.
Okay, but it's lobbying on behalf of the interests of another country.
So that's not true at all.
Not true.
No.
How much contact do you think AIPAC leaders have with the government of Israel?
No idea. I imagine some. I think the government of Israel is often frustrated with AIPAC because AIPAC's not nearly strong enough.
Do you think there's any coordination between the government of Israel and AIPAC?
Do they talk? Sure. If you're lobbying for more U.S.-Mexico trade, would you talk to people in the U.S. and Mexico and the government? Sure.
So I'm not mad about that. There are a million countries that lobby Washington. I like a lot of those countries, including Israel.
But AIPAC are Americans. They're not Israelis.
Hold on. There are tons of Americans who lobby on behalf of foreign governments. I know them. I'm related to some of them. I know how it works. I'm from here. So my question is not, is it outrageous that foreign governments lobby the United States? They all do, okay, including Israel. My only question is, why don't we admit that is what's happening? You're denying it, but it's true.
And false.
Why aren't they registered as a foreign lobby?
Because they're not.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. What's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
you don't know anything about Iran. So
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You don't know
anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump. Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
This is high stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Hey, growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Of those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of mine. You pull out the phone and use the Google.
It's in Genesis. So you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. You don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology. I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel. But number two,
Hold on. You're a senator and now you're throwing out theology, and I am a Christian and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded to support Israel. And
what does that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what Genesis, that's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
Is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation the descendants God's of referring Abraham. To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right
yes.
now?
Yes, yes.
It is. Okay.
And by the way, it's not run by Benjamin Netanyahu as a dictator. It's a
I'm
democratic
not
country
a dictator.
That elected...
He's the prime minister,
right?
What?
But just like... You know, America is the country run by Donald Trump. No, actually, the American people elected Donald Trump. Same principle
this is
there.
This is silly. I'm talking about the political entity of modern Israel.
Yes, and that is
you
that is
believe
Israel.
That's what God was talking about
yes,
in Genesis.
I do, but
that country's existed since when?
For thousands of years. Now, there was a time when it didn't exist, and then it was recreated just over 70 years ago.
But I'm saying, I think most people understand that line in Genesis to refer to the Jewish people, God's chosen people.
That's not what it says.
Okay, Israel, but you don't even know where in the Bible it is.
Scott.wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 436. What I want to do is deconstruct who the chosen people are, because it's gone viral. Tucker Carlson had an interview with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is pushing for war with Iran. Bless Israel, and you'll be blessed. What we're going to do in this VCast is just deconstruct the Christian Zionism thought of bless Israel and you'll be blessed. No, it's bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. I probably have 300 slides. I've been studying this for 3-4 years, and it's so overwhelming. It's Christ or bust. We're going to get into the synagogue of Satan, DNA, all sorts of wild things, Noahide laws, this beast system. But probably I would say this is more of a Bible study than anything else. Christians are hoodwinked. They're hoodwinked with the Schofield Doctrine and this pre-trib rapture. You're not getting out of here. In my humble point of view, I'm a post-trib rapture guy. Endure to the end. That means do not denounce Christ, even if you need to become a martyr, because our kingdom is above. And I've been accused of replacement theology. It's fulfillment theology. Now, before we get started, I do think some Jews looking at Zechariah 14 and Romans 11 will be saved. They're partially blinded and they're enemies of the gospel. And we'll show some rabbis talking as well that Edom must be destroyed. That is their doctrine. That is the whole Kabbalah, Talmud thought process that Trump is aligned with. But the first slide I want to cover as we dive deep into this study, and I'm going to put myself off camera. You need to ask the question, has the United States been blessed since subsidizing Israel? So let's read. Since Israel's establishment in 1948, the United States has provided over 300 and let's call it $18 billion in aid adjusted for inflation. And I'm sure that number is higher. This makes Israel the largest cumulative recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since World War II. The aid has primarily been focused on military support, reflecting the strategic partnership between the two nations. And just looking at the moral decline of the United States the last 50 years, I'm going to turn 56. I don't recognize America. People that are older than me don't recognize America. Just some proof points. The 1960s, removing prayer and the Bible from public school. 1970s, feminism, environmentalism, abortion, and homosexuality. Ultimately, the number one conspiracy is a war against God's word, right? God has ordained the family unit. There's a war on marriage. There's a war on the man's role in a household and the woman's role and the kids' roles. 1980s, the attack on the Ten Commandments, the false flags of 9/11, 1990s, LGBT comes out of the closet, R-rated TV. I mean, the TV is so violent now. Hollywood is so satanic. 2000, partial birth abortion. On and on and on. There's probably 1,000 things you could list here, my friends, of just how we've gone downhill. Going into wars with blood on our hands because of weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. The reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act, that the news can lie to you. I mean, this country's cursed. Don't tell me we're blessed. And the big picture of this is banning the Bible. And the big picture of this is Noahide laws. Every president since Jimmy Carter has signed into Noahide laws, and we've played probably 30 rabbis saying it's off with your head. It's off with your head if you worship JC. And that is what's coming, that's going to be run out of the Sanhedrin. And I always thought, how will Muslims actually join Noahide laws? Well, here's how they'll be hoodwinked into it. Real quick, I've played this before, but let's refresh ourselves before we dive deep into who are the chosen people. Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. Let's roll it.
Muslims are perfect monotheists. It's a fact of Jewish law that we believe that they worship the same God that we do. In the past, we've called it by different names, Yirei Shemayim, which means the people who have fear of heaven, Ger Toshav, or Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, or during Hellenist times in Greek it was called Theos Hebea, that this refers to the great number of non-Jewish believers who came to sacrifice the Qurban Shlamim in Jerusalem together with the Jews. Salamai, Muslimai, Muslimi. This could be a clear indication in our literature that Islam is an ancient religion dating back to the time of the Second Temple, or even earlier. If the roots of Islam are the same as what we call Bnei Noach, then for us, it is much older. This is the religion of Noah. This is the religion of Adam himself. Muslims are perfect monotheists.
There's a strong case that the Muslim faith was created by the Catholic Church. That's another VCast. But let's get into how Ted Cruz said, bless Israel and you'll be blessed. But really, who are the promised people? They're Christians, Jews, and Gentiles that have come to Christ. So Genesis 12:3 in the KJV, where God says to Abraham, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All families in the earth be blessed. The blessing is Christ. The blessing is flat out Jesus Christ. And you have to remember, Abraham was a Hebrew. He was not a Jew. The promise to Abraham is further clarified in Genesis 22:18, and in thy seed, it's a seed war, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. It's always been about faith, my friends. The crucial term here is seed. The New Testament, particularly in Galatians, identifies this seed as Christ, not merely as a physical descendant of Abraham. So it's Christ or bust. Galatians 3:16, 17, just a further deep dive. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to the seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I lay, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. So what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? The singular word seed in the Old Testament refers to Christ, who is the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham. Paul also says that the law of Moses, which was given 430 years after God made the covenant with Abraham, did not cancel or replace the covenant based on faith. The law was added to show people their sinfulness and their need for a savior, all the sacrifices of animals, right? Blood. There was blood that needed to atone for sins, but Christ was the ultimate blood sacrifice. But it could not make them righteous before God. Only faith in Christ can do that. Therefore, those who belong to Christ by faith are the true heirs of Abraham's blessing. So it's Christ or bust, my friends, and we'll continue down this path. There's a new covenant. The new covenant supersedes the old. Fulfillment theology, the argument that Christians are heirs of the promise, hinges on establishing a new covenant through Christ. Hebrews 8, 6 through 13 contrasts the old covenant with the new. But now hath he, that's Christ, obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. In that he saith, the new covenant he hath made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old and is ready to vanish away. There's a new covenant. Well, let's continue down this new covenant. Christians as heirs of the promise, Galatians 3:26-29, further clarifies that believers in Christ, regardless of ethnicity, are considered Abraham's seed and heirs of the promise. And these are Jews that have come to Christ as well. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we get all the promises to Abraham. Acts 3:25-26 connects this promise to Jesus. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant, which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up the Son of Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone from his iniquities. This is like taking candy from a baby. They're taking bless Israel out of context. The phrase bless Israel and you'll be blessed is often applied to modern geopolitical support for the nation of Israel, but this interpretation overlooks New Testament teaching on the fulfillment of the Abrahamic promise. Romans 2:28-29 redefines what it means to be a true Jew or heir of the promise. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, right? They had to circumcise themselves, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. These are the Jews that get saved. And again, I do think there'll be a remnant saved with Zechariah 14. Romans 11 says they're partially blinded. And in the end of days, some will get saved. A remnant will be saved when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. And the times of the Gentiles fulfilled is that last day. So who's in is in, and who's out is out. It's really that simple. It's been so twisted by the Scofield Bible, my friends. Now, it's just interesting. It's a seed DNA war. They needed to file us, iron mixed with clay, as the days of Noah. Nothing new is under the sun. And I just find this fascinating. John Hopkins School of Medicine, today's Jews originate from Caesarea, not Israel. DNA science confounds the common wisdom. There's only one problem, and it is a huge one. Science proves those who call themselves Jews are not Jews. DNA science has confounded the Christian evangelicals by providing conclusively that most of the people in the nation of Israel and in the world Jewry are not descendants of Abraham. So when they say anti-Semitic, what basically, I read a lot of the white papers here, these Caesarea have more European descent. So I was wondering what percent of the world's Jews are linked here, and it's about 80% of all the Jews in the world, vastly outnumbering Sephardic Jews in the world. Now, it's a religion, so in the Old Testament as well, you could convert into that religion and not have necessarily the DNA. So this DNA piece really does not stand. I found it fascinating. Now, to be fair, there's a lot of criticism on this Jewish white paper. And the guy was a Jew that did this, the study, a geneticist, and he researched with other people. There's pushback on this study. So where's the truth? I'm not sure. NBC News, right? Ashkenazi Jews are genetically European, surprising study finds. So if you want to dive deep into the seed, the people that are getting destroyed, that have lived there forever, are more Semitic than the people living in Israel. We need to pray all of them get saved, my friends, but I think this links back to the synagogue of Satan as we dive through this study. It's just fascinating. So the term anti-Semitic really doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I've heard some people say, no, I'm for the people of Gaza. And here's where this blows me away. I had a dream. This is a Watchman News ministry, and I'll put the thumbnail up, of a Muslim man and someone from Africa jumping out of a plane. I didn't see the face of the person from Africa, but I heard it in my spirit. Jumping out of a plane into water, like being reborn, and then walking up through Saudi Arabia, two lines, walking to the promised land. And it shook me to the core. It was such a vivid dream. So what are we being told about the end times, my friends? All right, the obvious scripture, there's a new covenant. Let's go a little bit deeper. New nation. There's a pattern in scripture that the second is the one that is blessed by the Lord. Jacob and Esau, Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac was the miracle child. Joseph and his brothers. Now, this to me parallels Jews coming back to Christ, or at least a remnant. You know, it's a pretty deep story. David and his brothers. Then there's Solomon. Solomon was chosen over his brothers, Ephraim and Manasseh, whom Jacob blessed the younger Ephraim. So there's a pattern. You can look for patterns in the Bible. And again, I do think that Jews, some of them, a remnant, will come to Christ. I had a dream of a Jewish guy in Israel having to be severely underground. So pray that people that are trying to take away the Bible, that are trying to Noahide us, get saved. I've always said that because it's getting serious, my friends. All right. Let's dive deep into the new covenant. Behold, the days will come, the Lord said, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I have made with their fathers in that day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. So it was contingent. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Right? The gospel needed to go to the Jews first. The apostles were Jews. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That priesthood is very interesting when you really do a study on that in the Old Testament. A holy nation, his own special people, that ye may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. A holy nation? Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. My friends, I always say that. Matthew 21:43, where Jesus says, Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Jesus was talking to the Sadducees and Pharisees. Let's read a little Ephesians, that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Jesus Christ, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. How much clearer does it have to be? Let's read Romans 11. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not. So here's the key. Don't boast about it. Pray that Jews get saved, Muslims get saved, Hindus get saved. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. And again, it says God partially blinded the Jews, right? And all of Israel will be saved when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. That's that last day. So who's in is in, and who's out is out. I heard a pastor say, when Israel gets judged, I don't know where he came up with this number, but he thinks 90% of the people of Israel will be wiped off. I have no idea how he came to that conclusion, but a remnant will be saved. They'll cry out to Jesus, right? The story of Joseph that we just talked about and his brothers. Let's continue about the land. I just found this interesting. Joshua 21, 43 through 45. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken into the house of Israel. All came to pass. All right, let's dive deep into the synagogue of Satan. Pray for their souls. I just thought this was interesting. And this reminds me of the scripture, nothing in the dark that's hidden shall not be exposed to the light. Turkish police recover stolen Jewish Torah. These were ancient scrolls decorated with satanic Illuminati symbolism. So I'm showing a picture of this, of Baphomet, of an owl. Think of Bohemian Grove. And the article shows an all-seeing eye. There are more Torahs found in Syria in 2018 featuring plenty of more satanic symbolism, such as the demon Baphomet, Illuminati triangle, and all the all-seeing eye, blood libel, serpents, Kabbalah, hand signs, owls, and many other things. The Turkish newspaper Daily Sabah said the police had confiscated the two ancient Torahs during the arrests. According to the newspaper, the town ancient artifacts worth a total of, I think this is 1.86 million. I'm not sure if MLN is a Syrian currency. Maybe somebody can comment how much this was worth. But these ancient Torahs were stolen, and they do look ancient. Synagogue of Satan. So let's read, because the Bible is just coming true, right? It is true. Behold, Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. You need to think about end of days with Mark 13, Matthew 24, and Luke 21. For nation shall rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten. And I think Luke 21 talks about, and is a verse that Christians will be persecuted throughout all of time, because many Christians have gone through suffering. Some of you might be in shock right now, but folks, this whole Schofield Bible, personally, I'm not looking for a third temple. I think it's just made up, because the New Testament says if you're a Christian, you're the temple of God. And you need to look at the Abraham Accord coin with Trump that screams defiling the temple of God that is you. Why would you get a coin with a syringe and all of this transhumanism and Wi-Fi and satellites like Starlink, and then there's Saturn, Lucifer? I mean, give me a break. 010101 is computer language. This right here is the transhumanism logo. So, monitoring your heart. This is biodigital convergence. You're the temple of God. And so when you hook up to AI and lose your free will, this is where it's headed, my friends. Do you have eyes to see? The Bible explained it, my friends. And then you need to think about this. You want to bless Israel, where all these rabbis, we've probably played 30 of them throughout the years, saying Edom needs to be destroyed. Edom is Christianity, the old Roman Empire, the West. And think about the Deagle Report saying 80%, roughly 80% of the Western's population is going to be destroyed by 2025. Are they on schedule? Who knows? But this is what they're telling you. And Trump prays at a dead rabbi's grave. That's necromancy. It's time to put our big boy pants on.
Once Edom is destroyed, along with its false Messiah, then and only then can Israel rise, and Messiah ben David can gather the exiles and build the third temple. Erev Shabbat is the end of the sixth millennia, which we are currently in. And Edom must be destroyed and the false Messiah must be completely exposed. And once that happens, then the real one actually comes. And then Jerusalem can be built properly. When this one falls, the other rises. Israel and Rome can never stand at the same time, which is why I told you, why did he hang on Friday Eve, Erev Shabbat? Because that is to show you that at the end of days, Christianity will be no more. And then finally, Israel will rise. Israel and Rome can never stand at the same time. The Kalipa over here that is going to be destroyed, the Kalipa, as we said, as I said, even in my story, this is Jesus. This is the New Testament. This is the church and everything that comes with it or out of it in every variation from it.
The fig tree will no longer give fruit. You shall know them by their fruits. If you ever encounter a Jewish person, have them read Isaiah 52, 53. Hone in on it and just ask them, is this the Old or New Testament? I saw somebody do that on the street, and people, the Jewish people, were amazed. They hide that from their people. So we need to pray the enemies of the gospel get saved, because it's going to get real, my friends. We are going to be challenged. So bless a Christian and you'll be blessed.